welcome to our final game of the evening. It's Clark County and Highland Ladies, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, by Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. 2 degrees above zero, it's 9:01. We're ready for more action, so let's take you to Highland High School with tonight's broadcast. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a girls' consolation semifinal, the second one of the night. The winner of this will take on Canton Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock for the girls' consolation championship. And in the earlier game, in a girls' championship semifinal, it was the number two seed Kirksville Ladies defeating number three Palmyra 49-39. So that means Collin County will play Palmyra on Saturday at 4:30 for girls' third place, and Macon and Kirksville will play on January 15th for the championship. But right now it's Highland and Clark County. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four of the Highland Lady Cougars, it'll be Ansley Bringer. She's a 5'8 junior. Morgan Keith, 5'8 a junior. Allie Reed, 5'8 a sophomore. Olivia Ritterbush, 5'6 a sophomore. And Dallas Dare at 5'10 and a sophomore. Ashley Bringer, Morgan Keith, Allie Reed, Olivia Ritterbush, and Dallas Dare. And the Lady Cougars go 5'8, 5'8, 5'8, 5'6, and 5'10. As now the Clark County ladies have been introduced with homestanding Highland ladies. They have to go through the video presentation before the introduction of the starting lineups. But I almost can tell you in the dark the starters for Clark County will be Hope Ross, Delana Hess, Allie Fox, Alexis Ellison, and Allie Hayden. And the Lady Indians are 2-8, and the Highland Lady Cougars come in with a record of 7-5. So now the video presentation is over. Lights come back on. And again, taking a look at Clark County, it'll be Hope Ross, Allie Fox, Delana Health, Alexis Ellison, and Allie Hayden. 2-8, coached by Vanessa Binsbacher. And the Highland Lady Cougars, coached by Ashton Jaco. There's still a decent crowd on hand for the late start of the homestanding Highland Lady Cougars. As they've all been introduced, the Clark County ladies come out on the floor, and Alexis Ellison will jump center for the Clark County ladies as Coach Jaco. Last-minute instructions to her Lady Cougars, and it will be Ainsley Bringer to jump center for the Highland ladies. As wait for everybody to get set. Now the ball is up. Tip is controlled by Clark County to Delana Hess. As here goes, yes, sir, Alexis Ellison just took it right straight to the basket, put it up and in. So Ritterbush with the basketball makes a bad pass, goes out of bounds, so a turnover Highland, and the Clark County ladies up 2-0 with the basketball. As Ellison gets it into Allie Fox, and Fox brings it across the timeline to Hess on the left wing, gets it over to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison kicks it out to Fox on the right wing. Fox to the free throw line, right side of the circle. Back to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison back to Fox between the two circles. As Fox gets to the high post to Hayden. Now out on the right wing. Now in the right corner goes Ellison to Allie Fox. Fox to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Hope Ross. Ross takes it down to the right block. Kicks it back out to Fox. And Hope Ross walked with it. So So we traded turnovers. Now it'll be pressure by Clark County. And they bring it in to Bringer. Bringer gives it to Ritterbush, and Ritterbush gets it down in the corner to Morgan Keith. Kicks it back to Bringer. Bringer around the top of the key. Hands it off to Ritterbush. Ritterbush gives the ball to Keith. Keith drives to the basket. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Alexis Ellison. So it'll be Bringer to inbound, or tried to get it inbound and stolen away by Alexis Ellison. And the foul's going to be on Dallas Dare. That's her first. And Clark County with the basketball, leading 2-0 in the early going. So Alexis Ellison across the timeline. Ellison to the free throw line. Tried to get it to Hess and airmailed it over Delana Hess's head and out of bounds. So turnover Clark County. Here comes Anthony Bringer. As Bringer will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Hess. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. They give it to Ritterbush on the right wing. As Ritterbush looks for somebody, kicks it out to Dallas Dare, top of the key. They get it inside, now kick it back out for a three-pointer by Bringer. No good. And Ellison off with the rebound. Ellison gets the ball to Hess. Now Hayden for three, no good. Fight for the rebound, still loose on the floor. And Allie Fox saves it in and gets the ball to Allie Hayden on the left wing. To Ellison. Ellison down the right side of the circle, and a whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Allie Reed. It will be. So Allie Reed picks up the foul. That's her first. Clark County will inbound underneath their own basket. Delana Hess gets it in to Fox. Fox kicks it out to Hope Ross. Ross saved it from going over and back. And Allie Hayden picks it up. Gives it to Alexis Ellison between the two circles on the deep right wing. Now Hess on the right, left side of the circle. Hess with the basketball kicks it out to Hope Ross. Hits her in the feet. And Hess tries to save it from going out of bounds. It goes out of bounds instead. And it'll be Highland basketball as Allie Reed will inbound to Bringer. Bringer will bring it across the timeline. On down the far sideline and around a pick. Pick was set by Morgan Keith, and she was moving all the way. That's her first foul. So Clark County with the basketball. We're 3 minutes into this ball game, and it's still just 2-0 Clark County. Allie Fox gets in the right corner to Ellison. Ellison gets it inside to Hope Ross. Ross loses the basketball. Stolen away by Dallas Dare to Bringer. Bringer across the timeline. Takes it down to the block. Now gets it back as Bringer takes it out to the top of the key. Gets the ball to Keith on the right wing. And now Allie Reed puts up a three-pointer. No good. The rebound comes off to Dallas Dare. And her put back was no good, but you do the foul. As the foul is going to be on Allie Hayden. So the first shot by Dare is up. It's good. So Dallas Dare with 1 point gets Highland on the board, and it's 2-1. As now D.D. Church checks in. For the Clark County ladies, is Dare's second free throw. It's good, and we're tied at two. Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Indians. Gives it to Ellison on the right wing. Inside to Church. D.D. turns around, puts up a 10-foot jumper, no good. Bringer off the rebound. Bringer gets it to the free throw line. Tried to kick it out on the wing, and it's stolen away by Ellison, and the whistle of a foul. The foul's going to be on Dallas Dare, and that's her second. So two fouls on Dallas Dare, 4:35 left to play in the first quarter. Tied at two, Clark County with the basketball. Getting set to check in, Cassandra Schroeder. As Ellison has it on the left wing. Ellison takes it to the dotted line, throws up the shot, and got it. 4 points, Alexis Ellison. 4-2, Clark County with the lead. Here comes Keith. down to the left wing, picks up the dribble, kicks it inside to Morgan Keith. It's a Ritterbush, rather, and they put up a shot, no good. But the rebound, Bringer. Bringer tried to go inside with it to Dare, and it was knocked out of bounds as Schroeder will come in, and Dallas Dare will check out. So Ritterbush will inbound underneath their own basket as Ritterbush kicks the ball out to Bringer. Well, it's not Bringer. As the shot's put up, it's good. That was Allie Reed. So Reed has her first two of the ball game. We're tied at 4, 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. They give the ball to Hayden. Now Allie Fox with three out of the corner, an air ball, and out with it comes Highland. Bringer will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Allie Reed for three, top of the key. Pinballs in and out, no good. And Morgan Keith off the rebound, out in the right corner. Gives it to Allie Reed, and Reed tried to step around Allie Fox and walked with it. So Plange will check in. Olivia Miller will check in. So Abby Plange and Olivia Miller, and out comes Allie Hayden and Delana Hess. So Miller gets the ball, gives it right back to Ellison. As Ellison gives it to Fox on the left wing. Fox dribbles along the left baseline. Little 10-footer. She puts it up. No good. A whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Ritterbush, and it will be. So Olivia Ritterbush picks up her first foul. And that sends Allie Fox to the line to shoot a pair, looking for her first points of the game. Shots up. No good. Tied at 4 with 3:16 left to play in the first quarter. So Allie Fox waits, gets the basketball, eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Left it short, but the long rebound picked up by Abby Plinge. Gives it to Ellison. Ellison fans out to the right wing to Plinge to Allie Fox at the top of the key. As Fox takes it down the left lane, kicks it out to Plinge in the left corner. It goes to Ellison, puts up the shot as she drives the baseline. She missed the shot, but drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Ainsley Bringer. So Bringer picks up her first foul. And Alexis Ellison at the line to shoot a pair. She has four, looking for five. Shots on the way and got it. 5 points for Alexis Ellison. 5-4, Clark County with the lead. 2:56 left to play in the first quarter as Ellison's next free throw on the way, missed it, and the rebound, it goes out of bounds off the hands of Schroeder. Well, I'll find out if it's Schroeder or Schroeder. I can't remember, but Olivia Miller will inbound underneath her own basket, right wing to Ellison for three, bullseye. 8 points for Alexis Ellison, all 8 points, in fact. Now passed by Bringer, intercepted by Church. To Ellison, she tried to get it to Miller and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As into the ball game comes Carly Murphy. And out of the ball game will come Morgan Keith for the Highland Ladies. Allie Fox on the far sideline will inbound. Looks for somebody to throw to, gets it to Miller. Between the two circles, now Fox on the right wing. To Church on the right block. Church turns, puts it up, got it. D.D. Church has 2 points, and it's 10-4. 6-0 run by the Lady Indian. Bringer rings it across the timeline to the right wing, beyond the arc. Now gets it down to Murphy on the right wing. They take it inside to Reed, puts up the running five-footer, no good, and Abby Plinge runs down to rebound, gives it to Ellison. As Alexis Ellison free throw line to Fox, three-pointer on the way, no good. And Murphy runs down the rebound, no, Allie Reed, rather, to Bringer. Bringer across the timeline. Gives the ball to Ritterbush on the right wing. Takes it out to Reed at the top of the key. Now Bringer for three, no good. And D.D. Church had the rebound, knocked away, and the ball's loose on the floor. And finally, they get it. Allie Reed. Bringer will try another three. No good. And Allie Fox comes off with a rebound. As Fox brings it across the timeline. Fox to the free throw line. Now Ellison on the left wing. Beyond the arc, Ellison still with the dribble. Around a pick set by Plinge. Gives it back to Plinge on the left wing. At the high post to Miller. Now Allie Fox takes it to the block. Throws up the shot. No good. And the rebound comes off to Ainsley Bringer. As Bringer will bring it across the timeline. Stops, pops, and 10 in and out. No good. And off of the rebound is Olivia Miller. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Carissa Schroeder. Yeah, Carissa Schroeder picks up her first foul. As Delana Hess checks back in, and Allie Fox will sit down. Olivia Miller will be at the line to shoot a 1-1 at 17 fouls against the Highland Ladies. 1:01 left to play in the first quarter. Miller's shot's up, got it. First point for Olivia Miller, and it's a 7-0 run by the Clark County Ladies. So Miller, second free throw on the way, missed it. Church had the rebound and taken away by Murphy. Murphy gives it to Bringer. As Bringer will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Hess between the two circles. Bringer drives to the right wing, kicks it back out to Ritterbush at the top of the key. As Ritterbush guarded by Plinge, dribbles to the right wing, free throw line extended. And now Bringer drives the baseline and tried to get it along the baseline to Schroeder. And Schroeder couldn't hang on to the pass, goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Delana Hess inbounds to Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline, finds Plinge on the left wing. Bounce pass to Miller on the left block. Miller puts the shot up, partially blocked, and out with it comes Allie Reed. Reed will bring it across the timeline. Sees an opening, takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, man. 4 points for Allie Reed. 11-6, Clark County lead. Ellison goes right to the basket, lays it up, and got it. 10 points for Alexis Ellison. And a prayer thrown at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Clark County 13, Highland 6. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we love our rural communities. Agriculture is one of our main industries in the tri-states. We can fulfill the financing needs of farmers and ranchers, offering ag loans to those who want to buy or refinance farm or ranch land, purchase farming equipment or livestock, or kickstart their agricultural business. Get the financing you need to help your agribusiness grow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clark County with the lead as we start the second quarter. Girls, the Constellation semifinal, and Highland with the basketball. As they give it to Ritterbush on the right wing, go down into the right corner to Murphy. Murphy gives it back to Reed. Reed guarded by Ellison. Out it comes to Murphy. As down the right lane goes Bringer, they put up a shot. Off the right baseline, no good. And here comes Ellison. Ellison to the basket, throws up the shot, no good. And Carly Murphy off the rebound. A long pass down the floor, shot's put up, it's good. And that was by Allie Reed. That's 6 points for Reed. 13-8, Clark County with the lead. High post to Hayden. Now Allie Fox on the right wing. Right Blaine, it goes to Hope Ross as she tried to make a move on Ritterbush. Tied up by Ritterbush, jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Clark County. So it will be Delana Hess to inbound underneath her own basket. Gets the ball out to Allie Fox. As Fox takes it around the top of the key to the dotted line, kicks it back out to Ellison between the two circles. Ellison back to Fox on the left wing in the left corner. Hayden. Try to go inside to Ross. Pass is batted out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball as Ellie Gale will check in and Reed will check out. So Delana Hess again will inbound. As the defense is all stacked up, DeVisa goes out, tries to untangle some of them. So the Hess slaps the basketball, looks for somebody, kicks it out to Reed. There's the Allie Fox, rather. Fox has it between the two circles, and she carried the basketball. So turnover, Clark County. Highland will get it back, trailing 13-8. Ritterbush inbounds to Bringer. As Bringer across the timeline to Ritterbush on the left wing. Ritterbush gets it inside to Gale. Lost the handle on the basketball to Hess. And she gets it to Fox. Fox ahead to Ellison. As Ellison takes it down the lane, gives it to Ross in the left corner. Ross takes it in the paint and double dribbles. So a turnover. Clark County's D.D. Church will check back in. And Hope Ross will check out. 6:31 left to play in the first half. Winner plays Canton on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And there goes Bringer into the paint, kicks it out to Ritterbush. Now Murphy down the left lane, kicks it off to Schroeder, and Schroeder passes the ball to Gale. It goes off Gale's hands and out of bounds. So a turnover gives it back to Clark County. Delana Heff will inbound to Alexis Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline to Fox on the deep right wing. Fox puts the ball on the floor now, high, arching three, no good. Bringer off the rebound. Now we're off to the races as Bringer is caught by Ellison, but she makes a fine move and puts it up and in. 2 points for Bringer. Now Highland's turn to go on a roll. Little 6-0 run. As Delana Hess, you know, that was Hayden, fires a three. Rebound Church. Her put back, no good, but she drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Carissa Schroeder. That's her second. And D.D. Church will be at the line. She'll shoot a pair. She has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. As back in the ballgame comes Morgan Keith, and out will come Schroeder. 5:42 left to play in the first half. As now we have a problem at the scorer's table. So one of the officials is going to call one of the other officials over. And Brock Butler helping Ashton tonight brings the scorebook up. Maybe somebody didn't check in or had the wrong number, one of the two. So let's see what we've got. Somebody's got the wrong number. Okay. So now the officials are talking over at the scorer's table. So we'll see what's going on. Okay, evidently there's a technical foul. So somebody had the wrong number. As Gale should be, what, 34? She's 33 or 31 and 33? She's listed 31. She's wearing 33. Okay.
She's always worn 33.
Okay. So Church, shot up, got it. So 3 points for D.D. Church. That was her second free throw. Now it'll be Alexis Ellison to shoot the technicals. So evidently she just gets one. Then Clark County will have the ball back as Ellison eyes it, fires it, and got it. Well, she gets two. So 11 points, Alexis Ellison. Next shot up. It's no good off the front of the rim, but Clark County will have the basketball. Leading 15-10 with 5:42 left to play in the first half. Girls Consolation semifinal from the 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Delana Hess on the far sideline, inbounds to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison gets it inside to Hayden. Hayden turns, puts up the shot, no good. Hess comes off with a rebound, gets it out the box, out of the left corner. She drives down into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it, but due to the foul. And the foul is going to be on Morgan Keith, and that's her second. So two fouls on Morgan Keith. That'll bring Allie Fox to the line, and she'll shoot two, looking for her first points of the ball game. Shot up, missed it. 15-10, 5-point Clark County lead as Hope Ross will check back in. Allie Hayden will check out as Allie Fox gets set for her second free throw. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it, and bring her off the rebound. Bring her down the their sideline. Kicks it inside to Ritterbush. Now Keith puts it up and got it. Morgan Keith with 2 points. 3-point Clark County lead with the basketball. Ellison between the two circles to Fox on the deep right wing. Gives it out to Church between the two circles. Church gives it to Ellison. She'll try a three on the way. No good. Fights for the rebound. And we got a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Hope Ross. So Ross picks up the foul. That's her first. And the third team foul against Clark County. So Bringer will bring the ball across the timeline. Bringer, bounce pass to Gale on the right wing. Now bad pass, stolen away by Ellison. Foot races on. Ellison puts the shot up and got it. Nice shot by Alexis Ellison. 13 points for Ellison. Back to a 5-point Clark County lead. 17-12. 4:35 left to play in the first half. And now Ellison again seals the basketball to the house. Off glass. Got it. 15 for Alexis Ellison. And now Highland wants a timeout. 4:26 left to play in the first half. It's Clark County 19 and Highland 12. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
The winter savings sale at CNR Markets will chill you to the bone. Check out our 10 for $10 sale on hundreds of items throughout the store. Center cut bone-in pork loin roast, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Charter Reserve deli chicken and Munster cheeses, $5.99 a pound. And check out our craft brand sale, where you buy eight, save $8 on the brands you love. From everyone at CNR Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School, 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Clark County leading Highland 19-12 as Highland with the basketball, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Alexis Ellison. That's her second. So two fouls on Ellison as out of the ball game comes Murphy, and back in comes the Ritterbush, I think so was. It's Ritterbush with the basketball. Gives it to Bringer. Bringer down in the corner goes to Gale. And now a bad pass taken away by Ellison. Ellison will take it to the house, lays it up. Got it. 17 points, Alexis Ellison. 21-12, Clark County's biggest lead of the night. Ritterbush with the basketball. Gives it over to Bringer. Now to Gale in the right corner. Tried to go inside to Morgan Keith and stolen away by Hope Ross to Alexis Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline, Church at the high post. Thought somebody was there and they weren't. And she threw the ball right to Bringer. Bringer on the right wing to Gale in the right corner. Bounce pass to Bringer. Inside it goes to Ritterbush to Keith. Put up a shot, missed it. And now what do we got? I'd say something happened. Clark County maybe knocked it out of bounds. A turnover, Clark County. That's what amounts to is Gale will inbound into the left corner for a three-pointer. No good. That was Ritterbush. And a rebound put back up and in by Morgan Keith. 21-14. Clark County with a lead in the basketball. As Ellison to the free throw line, to Church. Lob underneath to Allie Fox. Off the heel of the rim, no good. The rebound fought for. They call it jump ball and alternating possession. Will stay with Clark County. As Gale will check out in for, comes Dallas Dare for the Highland Ladies. So the inbounds pass comes to Ellison. Ellison step back three on the way. Bullseye, they call it a two. So just a two-pointer for Ellison. That's 19 first-half points for Alexis Ellison. Ritterbush gives it to Bringer. Bringer running 10-footer, no good. Allie Fox off the rebound. Fox will bring it across the timeline with 2:30 left to play in the first half. Between the two circles, out pops Ross on the left side of the circle. Ross goes across the free throw line, a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Morgan Keith, that's her third. So three fouls on Morgan Keith. Hope Ross will be at the line looking for her first points of the ball game. Shots up, got it. First point for Hope Ross. 24-14, Clark County's biggest lead of the game at 10. As Ross, deep breath, eyes it, fires it, and spins in and out, no good. And off of the rebound is Dallas Dare. They get it down the floor in a hurry as Ritterbush missed a wide-open layup, or that was Reed missed a wide-open layup. Now if it goes out of bounds, it'll be Highland basketball as Ritterbush will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it out to Keith. Keith almost threw away. Picked up by Reed. Now there puts up the 10-footer. It's no good. And a jump ball and a rebound. And alternating possession comes back to Clark County. Well, it's, I thought it was less. Evidently not. Highland with the basketball. They get it in the left corner for three. Bullseye. That was Ansley Bringer. She has five. And it's 24-17. Now Clark County wants a timeout. 1:59 left to play in the first half. It's Clark County 24, Highland 17. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Highland High School, 1:58 left to play in the first half. Clark County on top, 24-17 with the basketball. Fox on the right wing. Inside the right block, it goes to Ross. And Ross is tied up by Dallas Dare. Alternating possession stays with Clark County. So it will be Alexis Ellison to inbound. Underneath her own basket to Ross in the right corner. Down the right wing goes to Fox. Ellison step back. Three. Bullseye. Alexis Ellison with 22 points in the first half. Bringer. Gets the ball to Reed, to Ritterbush, now to Bringer on the right wing. To Ritterbush between the two circles, to Reed inside. They try to find there right through her hands and picked up by Hope Ross. To Alexis Ellison. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Zan's back out on the right wing. Now across the free throw line. Hope Ross for three. Bullseye! 4 points for Hope Ross. And it's 30-17. As Reed has it on the right wing to Ritterbush. Ritterbush between the two circles. Back to Reed on the right wing. Trying to force it inside to Keith. Pass is slapped out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. as Ritterbush will inbound. Ritterbush gets it to Keith for three out of the left corner. No good. And Allie Fox, in a foot race with Bringer. Bringer wins it. Gives the ball back to Reed inside to Dare. Dare turns, puts up the shot. No good. And DeeDee Church off of the rebound. Got Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Fox on the right wing. Now Hope Ross on the right lane. To Fox on the right side of the circle. Now Delana Hess with the 15-footer. Missed it. Bringer comes off of the rebound. As we got a whistle and a foul. And a foul is going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up the first foul. Allie Hayden will check back in. And DeeDee Church will check out. As Allie Reed will inbound. Gets it to Bringer on the right wing. Drives the right baseline. House pass through to Keith in the left corner. Back to Reed on the left side of the circle. Kicks it over to Bringer. Wide open three on the way. No good. And off of the rebound, Alexis Ellison. Ellison in a hurry. Takes it right at everybody. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Alexis Ellison, there's the buzzer, and Ellison will go to the line, and she'll shoot two shots. That's four fouls on Morgan Keith. So Ellison with 22 points, looking for 23. First shot up, good. 23 points, Alexis Ellison. That's Ellison. Eyes it. Fires it and missed it. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Clark County 31, Highland 17. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 14 tomorrow, mainly sunny, mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Mid-30s Saturday, mid-20s by Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 2 above.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this girls' consolation semifinal, and Clark County leading Highland 31-17. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First four, Clark County. Olivia Miller with one, Hope Ross with four, Alexis Ellison 23 points, and DeeDee Church with three. For Highland, Ansley Bringer with 5 points, Morgan Keith with four, Allie Reed with six, and Dallas Dare with two. Clark County led 13-6 after one quarter. Clark outscored Highland 18-11 in the second quarter, and the Lady Indians lead here at halftime 31-17. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEMI.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but it's also a time when time runs short. There are presents to buy, trees to decorate, carols to sing, and children's programs to see. Shopping in our hometown is the best Christmas time saver we know. Shop with a local merchant this year. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
It's Christmas time again.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to the Clark County Lady and In Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis, as we're at halftime of this girls' consolation semifinal, Clark County leading Highland 31-17. First game of the evening, it was a girls' consolation semifinal, and Canton wins their sixth game of the year by defeating Knox County 52-26. Canton led in scoring by Emma Holtz with 11 points, while Knox County led by Savannah Sragg and Abigail Becker with 8 points apiece. Canton led 18-10 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 12-7 in the second quarter, and Canton led 30-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton again outscored Knox 9-4. Canton led 39-21 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Canton outscoring Knox County 13-5. Canton wins at 52-26. Canton improves to 6-6, while Knox County girls are 3-8. Second game of the evening was a championship semifinal game, and Macon Tigerettes win their ninth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 40-30. Macon was led in scoring by Lexi Miller with 16 points, Kaylee Wilson with 12, while Scotland County was led by Elena Whitaker with 13 points. Macon led 12-9 after one quarter. Macon outscored Scotland 10-3 in the second quarter to lead 22-12 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Macon 10-9. Macon led 31-22 after three. In the fourth quarter, Macon outscored Scotland 9-8, and Macon wins it 40-30. Macon improves to 9-2, while Scotland County 8-1. So the girls' trophy games are almost set, as in we're waiting for the winner of this game. They'll play Canton at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for the girls' consolation championship. At 2:30, we'll find out about the boys tomorrow night. We'll just concentrate on the girls right now. In the third place game, Saturday at 4 o'clock, Scotland County will play Palmyra. And then a week from this Saturday, on the 15th of January, Macon will play Kirksville, as Kirksville defeated Palmyra 49-39 in the other championship semifinals for the girls' championship. So if Clark County holds on to their lead, wins this ball game, we'll be bringing you the girls' consolation game. That would be Clark County and Canton. Then we know that we're going to have the boys' consolation game, because Scollin County is playing Clark County, and Knox County is playing Canton. That'll come up tomorrow night. Then we'll have the girls' third-place game at 4 o'clock at Scollin County, Palmyra. And that'll be it for us as far as the Highland Tournament goes on Saturday. 31-17, Clark County leading Highland. I'll be back with the third quarter in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School is set to start the second half of the school's consolation semifinal with Clark County leading Highland 31-17, and Highland will have the basketball to start the third quarter. So Ritterbush, Olivia Ritterbush, will inbound to Ainsley Bringer, and Bringer will bring it across the timeline, bounce past Ritterbush. They get it down in the corner to Dare, Dare to Reed. Reed turns, puts it off glass, no good. And Hope Ross off the rebound. Tally Fox gives it to Ellison. As Alexis will bring it across the timeline. Hess has it on the left wing. Hess takes it down into the paint and hands it off to Hope Ross. Missed the layup. And Dare comes off the rebound. Gives it to Bringer down the far sideline. Bringer to Ritterbush. On the left side of the circle, bounce pass to Bringer on the right wing. Bringer along the baseline, kicks off to Reed. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And Ellison with a long rebound. It's a foot race, and I'll tell you what, Alexis Ellison's going to win that one every time. 25 points for Alexis Ellison. Bringer with the basketball. On the at the top of the key, gets inside to Ritterbush. Now Reed for three, no good. And Allie Fox off the rebound. Fox gives it to Ross, back to Fox. Fox will bring it across the timeline. Hess on the left wing. Left side of the circle, it goes to Hope Ross. Now Allie Fox down the left lane. Hess will take it into the paint. Tried to dump it over or shoot it. I couldn't tell. As the foul's going to be on Ritterbush. So Olivia Ritterbush will pick up the foul. Delana Hess will be at the line, and she'll shoot two shots. First one up, no good. 33-17, Clark County with a lead. As Delana Hess, one more shot, looking for her first points. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Hess has 1 point. It's 34-17. Bringer will bring it across the timeline to Ritterbush. Gets it down in the corner to Dare. Dare just airmailed a pass to Bringer. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. So Alexis Ellison will inbound. Gets it to Hess. Back to Ellison. Ellison to Hess between the two circles. Hess on the deep left wing in the left corner. Ellison dribbles out to the left wing, now out between the two circles, makes it free throw line, bounce past to Fox on the right wing. Ellison between the two circles to Hess on the left wing, inside to Ross, kicks it to Fox on the right side of the circle, now Hess on the left side of the circle, gives it to Ellison on the right wing. Ellison backs inside the circle, gives it to Fox at the top of the key. Fox to Allie Hayden. And we have a whistle and a foul because the foul's going to be on Ritterbush, and that's her third. So three fouls on Olivia Ritterbush. Ellison will inbound underneath her own basket to Hayden in the right corner. Now Fox on the right wing. Fox takes it in the paint, gives it to Ross for three. Bullseye! Hope Ross out of the left corner, nothing but net. Now here comes Highland. They try to get inside to Dare. Dare couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds, and now a timeout on the floor. 5:32 left to play in the third quarter. It's Clark County 37, Highland 17. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SCC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit scciowa.edu.
With Make-A-Wish, the impossible becomes possible. A girl battling cancer can become a race car driver battling the course. The boy showing all the nurses his fire trucks can take the helm of a real one. Wishes can give kids with critical illnesses the strength to keep fighting, get better, and grow up.
Where there's a wish, there's a way.
Wishes need you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Back at Highland High School, Allie Hayden tries a three from top of the key. Missed it, long rebound. It's tied up, jump ball, alternating possession. Stays with Clark County. 5:19 left to play in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Ellison in the left corner. Dribbles out to the left wing. And now Delana Hess for three out of the left corner. No good. Ritterbush with the rebound. Her outlet pass almost stolen away by Hess. Hess fell down and slid out of bounds, so it'll be Highland basketball. As Ritterbush gets inbounds pass to Bringer. Bringer will bring it across the timeline to the left wing in the left corner. It goes to Reed. Try to force it inside to Dare. Here comes Ellison again on a foot race. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts a cheap foul. So that is 27 points for Alexis Ellison. And the foul is going to be on Olivia Ritterbush, and that's her fourth. So she'll set down. Murphy will check back in. 27 for Alexis Ellison, looking for 28. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 28 points for Alexis Ellison. Here comes Bringer across the timeline to Reed on the left wing. Skips it to Murphy on the right wing. Murphy looks inside, finds Reed, gives it back to Bringer. Bringer kicks it inside to Dare, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Allie Hayden, I think. So Allie Hayden's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be her second. As the end of the ball game will come Emma Ross, and Allie Hayden will check out. So Dare, Dallas Dare, will inbound underneath her own basket. As she gets the ball inbounds. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on 22. There's two 22s there. Okay, so it's going to be on Delana Hess. That's her second. And to the line will go Dallas Dare. She has 2 points, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Dallas Dare. Now Plange will check back in. And Delana Hess will set down. Next by Dare is up. Pinball's in. Pinball's out. Goes back down. So 4 points for Dallas Dare. And now a long pass from Allie Fox. Tried to find Abby Plinge. Knocked out of bounds by Highland. So Fox will inbound on the near sideline. Puts it in to Alexis Ellison. As Ellison in the right corner. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Tried to get it back out to Fox, stole away by Bringer. Bringer off glass, got it. 7 points for Ainsley Bringer. 40-21, Clark County with the lead in the basketball. Fox gives it to Ellison. Now inside to Emma Ross on the right block. And bad pass. Now ahead it goes to Bringer with the left hand off glass. Got it. 9 points for Ainsley Bringer. 17-point Clark County lead with the basketball. Just under 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Plinge gets it inside to Emma Ross. Ross kicks it out to Hope Ross on the right wing. To Allie Fox out between the two circles. As Fox dribbles to the top of the key. Gets the ball to Hope Ross in the right corner. Skips it to the left wing to Ellison. Ellison had to save it from going out of bounds to Bringer. Bringer takes it to the hoop, and she is sandwiched between Allie Fox and Ellison, and the foul is going to be on Allie Fox. So Allie Fox will pick up the foul. That's her first. And they're going to say it was on the floor. So the inbounds pass comes to Dallas there. Nobody there but Dallas. She puts it up. It's 6 points for Dallas there. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. It's Clark County 40 and Highland 25 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
All right, listen up, people. Sean Avery here. If you enjoy alcohol, chances are, at some point, you've been hungover, torn up, in the Hurt Locker. Well, here's a little secret. Goodies Hangover Powder relieves pain fast, helps wake you up, and it tastes good. I'm not kidding around. You got a case of ginfluenza, bourbonitis? No problem. Get Goodies Hangover Powder. Real medicine for real hangovers.
Goodies Hangover. Aspirin and caffeine in powder form. Place on tongue and take with water. Hangover responsibly. Find it at Dollar General.
With the Peloton bike, there's always something new to try. We're adding new music to our artist series, new disciplines like boxing.
Fight your way through. Let's make it count.
So many new workouts to try on and off the bike.
Let's go, Peloton family.
There's always something new to keep you motivated. For a limited time, get a $550 value on the Peloton Bike Plus. $300 off plus free delivery and setup, a $250 value. All access membership separate. Limited time offer until January 9, 2022. Free delivery only available in continental U.S. Terms apply.
Back at Highland High School, Clark County with the lead in the basketball. Allie Fox will try a three off the right wing, no good. And Bringer comes off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Abby Plinge. So Plinge picks up her first foul. As Allie Reed will inbound to Bringer. Bringer dribbles between the two circles, Clark County and a man-to-man. As Bringer gets the ball to Gale on the right wing. Gale bounce pass to Reed. Three-pointer on the way. Top of the key, no good. Bringer with a rebound. Missed the putback. And a rebound goes out of bounds off of Clark County. So it'll be Highland basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket as Reed will inbound. 2:52 left to play in the third quarter. As Reed looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it to Gale on the right wing. Now Bringer top of the key for three. No good. And Emma Ross off of the rebound. As Ross now is tied up by Dallas Dare. They call it jump ball. Alternate possession stays with the Highland Lady Cougars. So Bringer to inbound underneath their own basket. Bringer looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Dare in the right corner. Gives it out to Reed on the right wing. Now to Gale. Knocked away by Hope Ross. Hope puts a shot up and got it. 9 points for Hope Ross. 42-25 is Bringer. Gets the ball to Reed. Reed tries to dump it down to Dallas Dare. Off Dare's hands and out of bounds. As Olivia Miller will check in, Plinge and Fox check out. Also checking in is Delana Hess. So Alexis Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Defines Miller on the left wing. Hope Ross on the left block. Out to Ellison on the right wing. Murphy or Emma Ross top of the key for three. Flipping her a ball. Safety bounds among Miller. They give it to Bringer. Bringer threw a pass over the head of Reed out of bounds, but I think it was last touched by Clark County. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter as Gale will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it out to Reed on the left wing. To Gale, 10-footer on the way. Bounces on the rim, no good. And Miller comes off the rebound, a whistle, a foul. The foul's going to be on Dallas Dare, and that's her third. So three fouls on Dallas Dare. That's the 14th foul against Highland. Alexis Ellison across the timeline to Hassel on the right wing. Drives the right baseline. Reverse layup, no good. And Emma Ross slaps the ball out. That picked up by Bringer. As Bringer will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, got her own rebound, puts it up and in. 11 points for Ainsley Bringer. Ellison across the timeline. Ellison to the free throw line, and boom, one out of bounds between Hope Ross and Olivia Miller. Now Emma Ross will check out, and Allie Hayden will check back in. Bringer with the basketball, 42-27. Clark County up by 15. Bringer gets it to Reed. Down to Gale in the left corner. Gale drives along the baseline and dribbled out of bounds. So a turnover, gives it back to Clark County. Alexis Ellison will bring the ball across the timeline with a minute left to play in the third quarter. Miller has it on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key to Hess at the top of the key. Hess backs off between the two circles. Now a bad pass, stolen away by Reed. Gives it to Bringer. Off glass, got it. 13 points for Ainsley Bringer. Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Finds Hess on the left wing. Dribbles across the free throw line. Gives it out to Miller on the right wing. Skips it back to Ross on the left wing. Inside it goes to Allie Hayden. Puts up the shot, missed it, but threw the foul. Foul's going to be on number 22, Dallas Dare. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Dare as Hayden's first free throw up, no good. Back in the ball game will come Carissa Schroeder, and Dallas Dare is going to have to sit down with four personal fouls. So Allie Hayden looking for first points. Shots up. Got it. 1 point for Allie Hayden, 43-29. Clark with the lead. 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Highland with the basketball. Gale in the right corner. Gets it back to Bringer on the right wing. Bringer trying to put up a shot. Blocked by Ross. And out with it comes Allie Hayden. And Hayden walked with it. She was guarded by Bringer. Allie Hayden tried to pass the ball and took too many steps. So Gale, underneath her own basket, will inbound. Gale looks for somebody, still looks for somebody. Now gets it out to Murphy, back to Gale. Get 15-footer off the baseline, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ainsley Bringer. Bringer had the ball go out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball with 8 seconds as Alexis Ellison gets the ball to Hess. As Hess needed to put it up, and everybody lost track of time. That's into the third quarter with the score, Clark County 43, Highland 29. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Powder knows life pushes us to the max. Work to the max. Family to the max. It can all mean pain to the max. So BC introduces new BC Max Strength. New BC Max relieves tough headaches and body pain at the speed of powder. Nothing stronger on pain without a prescription. Pain to the max? New BC Max. In a great tasting lemonade flavor.
Gentlemen, now you can find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these easy instructions. Step 1, shop a personalized store that does all the work for you. by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little to no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store. We're so you.
Back at the 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we start the final 8 minutes of the Squirrels Constellation semifinal. Clark County leading Highland 43-29. Clark with the basketball. As a three-pointer on the way by Hess off the left wing, no good. Bringer off the rebound. As Bringer bounced pass on the left wing. And the return pass was stolen away by Alexis Ellison. As Ellison kicks the ball out to Fox on the right wing. Fox to the left wing to Hess. Inside it goes to Hope Ross. Back to Fox, top of the key. Fox will take it down the left lane. And she runs over Murphy. And an offensive foul on Allie Fox. That's her second. So Bringer will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Cougars. Gives it to Gale on the left wing. Now bad pass almost stolen away by Ellison. They call a jump ball. Alternating possession stays with Highland. As she ties up Schroeder. And now this official got people told, I couldn't hear exactly what he said, but he separated a couple of girls. And the inbounds pass stolen away by Ellison. Here we go to the races. Ellison lays it up, missed the shot. Bringer comes off of the rebound. As Bringer brings it across the timeline to the left wing, spin move to the free throw line, and now Hess steals the ball to the house, lays it up, and got it. Delina Hess with 3 points, 45-29. As Highland with the basketball, Bringer across the timeline. Gives the ball to Gale in the left corner. Tries a three. No good. Hope Ross with the rebound. Bounce pass to Fox. Gives it back to Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline to Allie Fox. Gets it inside to Hayden. Hayden back to Fox. She'll try a three. On the way. No good. And Delina Hess off the rebound. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Allie Hayden. So Allie Hayden picks up her third personal foul. Highland with the basketball as Gale will check out. And back in the ball game is Murphy. Also back in the ball game comes Ritterbush. So Ritterbush with the basketball between the two circles. Ritterbush gives it to Reed on the right wing, down in the right corner. Gives it back to Ritterbush. And now Highland wants a timeout. 6:09 left to play in the ball game. Clark County 45 and Highland 29. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise. And when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Back at Highland High School, Highland with the basketball, trailing 45-29. As with the ball, Ritterbush puts up the shot from 15, airballed it. And now Allie Fox comes away with it, falls down. And we have a whistle and a foul. Is the foul going to be on Bringer? What do they call that? Okay, so Bringer picks up the foul. That'll be her second. And Alexis Ellison with the basketball. Ellison across the timeline to Fox on the left wing. Fox to Hope Ross on the left wing. Now Fox again on the left wing. Fox takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and off of the rebound comes Reed to Schroeder. Now Reed with the basketball brings it across the timeline and walks with it. So Allie Reed topped on her front foot, picked up her back foot, and that took care of that. So the turnover goes back to Clark County. Alexis Ellison will bring it across the timeline to Allie Fox on the right wing. One dribble, gets it over to Ellison for three. On the way, no good. And Bringer off of the rebound. As Bringer will bring it across the timeline, gets the ball to Reed. Quick three on the way, no good. And Allie Fox with the rebound. Fox gives it out to Hess. And Delana Hess will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. To Fox on the right wing beyond the arc. Inside it goes to Hayden. Off glass, missed it. And Bringer off the rebound. Bringer in a hurry. Takes it right at Allie Hayden. And an offensive foul or not? Allie Hayden was standing right there. And Bringer. So Bringer, offensive foul on Bringer. So Bringer picks up her third personal foul. She's slow getting up. As Allie Hayden was standing right there. And Bringer literally ran right. I mean, Hayden stood there, it seemed like, for hours all of a sudden. And, yeah, both girls down, and Bringer's very slow getting up. Allie Hayden, they call a timeout. She's shaking up just a little bit. She's trying to pull herself together. So now Bringer, it was a collision. There's no doubt about it. The trainer is out there to look at Ainsley Bringer. 4:45 left to play in the ball game. 45-29, Clark County with the lead. As, again, the trainer looking Ainsley Bringer over. She is down on one knee. Landed on what? Oh, she got her face in the floor. So Dave Sharp is sitting pretty close to me, and he said when she hit the floor, she hit her face on the floor, and that's what it seems like the trainer is looking in her eyes. Because it was a collision, there's no doubt about it. And Dave, well, we got this injury timeout. I'm going to bring it back to you for about 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 14 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. Cloudy skies expected Saturday, decreasing clouds by Sunday. Mid-30s Saturday, mid-20s by Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 1 above.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
She is more than just someone I do errands with.
He's more than just a companion. He's a friend.
I take her to doctor appointments, but we do so much more.
She's like a daughter.
She's like family to me.
She's someone I love to laugh with.
She's the reason to get out of bed and get moving.
Without her as my senior companion, I wouldn't be able to get out of my house.
You can help make independence a reality. Join Senior Corps Senior Companions at seniorcorps.gov.
If you're a single man under the age of 35, you'd probably like to know what the ladies are looking for on an online dating site. A guy who had a few drinks and later got pulled over for buzz driving. See, that could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. And doesn't a guy who's back living with his parents but calls them my roommates just scream, Mr. Right?
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
And welcome back, everybody. 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We are in an injury timeout as Ainsley Bringer on a drive down the paint, going full bore, ran over Allie Hayden as Hayden was standing there like a brick wall. And both players went down, and Allie Hayden got up. Although she was shaken up, she walked to the bench. Ainsley Bringer had trouble getting up. They finally got her to her knees, and she went to feet, went right back to her knees. And now the trainer has been out there for four or five minutes, and Ainsley is still on her knees. And so not much has happened. The trainer, I don't know, I think when she came down, she might have hit the floor with her face before the rest of her body, because she was all contorted, both of them. And so they're taking it very, very easy with Bringer. Now I think Ainsley is up on her feet. As I'm sure she's done for the night, they're going to carry her out as her dad, I think, has her, and they're going to carry her out of the gym. She gets a big round of applause from the crowd here. And it looks like to me she might have a concussion, Dave, because I think she just loosened it right in the waist can over there. And that is not a good sign. At any rate, the game must go on. We hope the best for Ainsley Bringer, but for Clark County, they tried to get the ball inside to Hope Ross, batted away, and picked up by Keith. Now Reed stops, pops, and Tim got it. Allie Reed with 8 points, and it's 45-31 as Ellison going to the free throw line to Fox on the right wing, inside on the right block to Hope Ross. Back to Fox. Fox gives it to Delana Hess at the top of the key. Inside it goes to Ellison. Puts it up and got it. 30 points for Alexis Ellison. As Redderbush takes it to the right wing. Kicks it to Reed. Inside it goes to Schrader. Gives it to Keith. Little short five-footer. Got it. 6 points. For Morgan Keith, and now we have a timeout on the floor. 3:51 left to play in the ball game. It's Clark County 47 and Highland 33. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
Ovarian cancer is devastating and difficult to diagnose. It's often only caught in advanced stages, and 4 out of 5 women will see the deadly disease return.
I knew when ovarian cancer recurs.
It's often incurable.
It was terrifying, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Until recently, following chemotherapy, women with recurrent ovarian cancer had to simply watch and wait for their disease to come back.
Well, we say,
not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Now, with maintenance therapies, women can extend their time in response and delay recurrence.
Knowledge and awareness of your choices empowers you.
and gives you a greater sense of control.
Let's call for a change in ovarian cancer care.
The Not On My Watch movement empowers women facing recurrent ovarian cancer to take an informed and active role in managing their disease. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland. Praise you by Highland as Hess. Gets the ball ahead to Hope Ross across the timeline to the left wing to Allie Fox. Now Ross at the top of the key, bounce pass to Ellison between the two circles. Ellison kicks the ball, tried to get it inside to Fox, and it's knocked out of bounds by Schroeder. As now they're going to, they pointed Highland's way, but it's going to be Clark County basketball. As the end of the game will come Dallas Dare, and Schroeder will check out. 3:34 left to play in the ball game. Ellison will inbound. It was Hess inbounds to Ellison. Now back to Hess. Hess takes it across the paint from the left block to the right block. Put up a shot, missed it, and then there's a foul. And the foul is going to be on Allie Hayden. So that's four fouls on Allie Hayden, and we'll walk to the left. And Dallas Dare will be at the line. As Dare with 6 points, looking for seven. 47-33, Clark County with the lead. As the first shot by Dare up, got it. 7 points for Dallas Dare. 47-34. Still a lot of time left in the ball game. As Dare's second free throw on the way, all left it short, and Hope Ross off the rebound. As Ross will get it to Ellison. Ellison brings it across the timeline to Hess on the left wing. Hess across the dotted line, tried to pass it to Ellison, and is stolen away by Highland. Reed, a Letterbush, looks for somebody. Gets across the timeline to Allie Reed. Reed, 15-footer on the way, got it. So Allie Reed with 10 points. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:59 left to play in the ball game. Clark County 47, Highland 36. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Back at Highland High School, Delana Hess will inbound against Frazier. She hands the ball to Alexis Ellison. Ellison out of a double team. And tried to get the ball out to Ross, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Allie Fox. So Fox picks up the foul. That's her third. And to the line will go Ellie Gale. As Ellie Gale looks for her first points of the ball game. 11-point Clark County lead with 2:55 to go as Gale's first free throw up. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Allie Reed. So praise you by the Lady Cougars. Delana Hess will inbound. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Ellison. Ellison around a pick set by Hess. Brings the ball across the timeline. As Ellison dribbles right down into the paint, lays up the shot, no good, gets her own rebound. And Allie Fox from the right wing skips to the left wing to Hess. Inside it goes to Hayden. Whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Ritterbush, and that's her fifth. So five fouls on Olivia Ritterbush. She just fouled out. We're waiting for a sub as Schroeder will check back in. 2:36 left to play. Allie Hayden will be at the line. She'll shoot a 1-1, I think. First shot by Hayden up, no good. And Dare runs down to rebound. Gives it out to Schroeder. Now to Reed. Reed to Gale on the right, left wing. Gale on the left corner. Gale still with the dribble. Still looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it inside to Reed. Reed in a triple team to Gale. As Gale inside the arc on the left wing gives it to Reed. Reed kicks it back out to Key. Now Gale on the left wing. Gale gives it to Schroeder at the top of the key to Gale on the left wing. As Gale bounce pass to Dare and pass Dare and out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball with 2 minutes left to play. Again, pressure by the Lady Cougars. They get it in. That's Hess. Gets it in to Allie Fox. Fox across the timeline. Had the ball slapped out of her hands. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 1:58 left to play. So who's going to inbound? It'll be Delana Hess. So Hess will inbound, gets it to Fox on the left wing beyond the arc. Fox hands the ball to Alexis Ellison. Ellison, left side of the circle. Now Fox on the left wing. As Fox, couple of dribbles, bounce pass in the paint to Hayden. Kicks it out to Ross, top of the key. Now Ellison for three on the way. No good out of the right corner. And off the rebound is Ellie Gale. Gale, guarded by Hess, will bring the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Reed. Reed between the two circles. Reed dribbled off her foot and picked up by Allie Fox. Now they try to get it back inside to Reed and knocked away by Hope Ross to Ellison. 1:10 left to play in the game. Ellison gives the ball to Hess on the left wing. Ross back to Hess. And they hand the ball to Allie Fox, top of the key to Ross on the left wing. Allie Fox between the two circles to Hayden at the free throw line. Fox at the top of the key and gives the ball back to Hess on the right wing. Hess dribbles down to the right baseline, kicks it back out to Fox between the two circles. And now Alexis Ellison in the paint, kicks it back to Fox. Now they'll go four corners with 33 seconds left to play. Hope Ross to Hess to Hayden to Ross. Now Fox to Ellison. Ellison on the right wing. Fox between the two circles with 20 seconds. Ross to Hess on the left wing. To Ross between the two circles to Fox. Now the right wing goes to Ellison with 12 seconds. Out to Ross to Hess on the left wing with 7 seconds. Six. And now Hope Ross will dribble it out. 3, 2, 1, and that's the end of the ball game with the final score. Clark County 47, Highland 36. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance
Progressive ABC Insider.
He knows about cattle. He knows about ranching.
Sam Elliott saddling up in 1883. The Yellowstone prequel on Paramount Plus, tipping his hat to series creator Taylor Sheridan.
He certainly knows about that way of life. There's just this fascination with that whole world that gives it legs.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As it's final, the Clark County Ladies win their third game of the year by defeating Highland 47-36 as Ainsley Bringer has walked back out of the locker room. So that is good to see, as she looks like she's at herself, that she took a terrible tumble. She picked up the charge. And she just kind of looks like she's ready to go home. So at least she's on her two feet. walking by herself, and that's good to hear. From Highlands Ainsley Bringer. So anyway, Clark County, let's take a look at the scoring summary for Clark County. Olivia Miller with 1 point, Hope Ross with 9, Delana Hess with 3, Alexis Ellison with 30 points, D.D. Church with 3, and Allie Hayden with 1. For the Highland Ladies, Ainsley Bringer with 13 points, Morgan Keith with 6, Allie Reed with 10, and Dallas Dare with 7 points. Clark County led 13-6 after one quarter. Clark outscored Highland 18-11 in the second quarter to lead 31-17 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Clark County outscoring Highland 13-12, and Clark County led 43-29 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Highland outscoring Clark County 7-4, but Clark County holds on to win it 47-36. Clark County 3-8, Highland Ladies 7-6. The first game of the night, it was a consolation semifinal, and Canton wins it by defeating Knox County 52-26. Canton improves to 6-6, while Knox County 3-8. Canton led in scoring by Emma Holtz with 11 points, and Knox County led by Savannah Schrag and Abigail Becker with 8 points apiece. Canton 6-6, Knox County 3-8. And the second game of the evening, the girls' championship semifinal, it was Macon winning their ninth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 40-30, as Macon's led in scoring by Lexi Miller with 16 points, Kaylee Wilson with 12, while Scotland County led by Elena Whitaker with 13 points. Macon improves to 9-2, while Scotland County 8-1. And the third game of the evening, the second girls' championship semifinal, it was Kirksville over Palmyra 49-39. And the final game of the evening, the one you just heard, girls' consolation semifinal, Clark County defeats Highland 47-36. Clark County girls improved to 3-8, Highland 7-6. Clark County led in scoring by Alexis Ellison with 30 points, and Highland led by Ainsley Bringer with 13 and Allie Reed with 10 points. So again, Clark County improves to 3-8, while Highland 7-6. So looking at the bracket on the tomorrow. Okay, let's just take one day at a time, Donnie. Looking at tomorrow night, we're going to have two ball games for you from the Highland Tournament at 4:30 and at 9, both boys' consolation semifinals. 4:30 game, Knox County will play Canton, and then we'll stick around for the championship semifinal games between Kirksville and Palmyra and Macon and Highland, and then back at about 9 o'clock for Clark County and Scotland County boys. So that means right now what we're going to be doing Saturday with Clark County playing for the consolation championship at 1 o'clock. We'll bring you Clark County Canton at 1 o'clock. Follow that up with the boys' consolation game because Clark's playing Scotland and Knox playing Canton. With the Clark-Scotland game guarantees us the boys' consolation game. That'll be at 2:30 on Saturday. And then our third game Saturday is the girls' third-place game. It'll be Scotland County and Palmyra. But anyway, we'll have two games for you tomorrow night, the boys' semifinal at 4:30 and at 9. For producer Dave Bowden from the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors, and they include Annie's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia, and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.